You're waking up with Pete Sargent on AM 1050 WLIP.
WLIP 717 WLIP Morning Show. Pete here with you. Joining the studio now, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, pet expert, and of course, baseball analytics expert too. That is having our conversation. Morning, Dr. Russ.
Good
How you
morning,
doing?
Pete. I don't know if I would go so far as the baseball analytics.
I need a baseball expert on this show.
I will tell you though, I completely agree with the tipping the pitches. It's part of the game. It's mm-hmm. just one of those things that, the pitchers are watching the graph that shows where the batter can hit the ball and where they really can't hit the ball.
Right.
The pitching staff should know that their own pitcher is tipping it and say, hey, don't do that.
So what happens though, and I've heard retired players talk about this, was it Derek Lee or somebody said this about a Cubs pitcher from his era? He waited till almost an entire season to tell him about how he tips his pitches because he goes, I'm going to have to face him in the future if I get traded or something, And so there is some of this hesitancy. But, geez, you think once you get to the playoffs, you'd be like, yeah, all right, we want to win now.
I think pitching staff should just be paying attention to that
all
season long. It's a habit, and it's one of those things that they're going to get into it. I mean, story was that Devin Williams did that last year in the playoff, and that's how the 3-run shot happened at the final game, and they lost. So, it is part of the game. You would think that the coaching staff would see it and say, hey, let's correct this.
Yeah. But, well, the coaching staff has to. All right. I'm not going to.
Yeah, there's
a lot of
stuff.
It's a family-friendly segment. I'm not going to say where they're.
We got to get back to the autumn weather.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk about pets because, that lifts everybody's mood and
Absolutely.
Spirits.
Well, that's why we have them, right?
That's right.
They're part of our lives. They make us smile.
Could use a therapy puppy right now.
If you come home and you're bummed out after the results of a game, your dog will jump on you and give you a kiss because they really don't care because they're just all about, hey, I'm happy to see you.
That's right.
And as I was strolling into the studio this morning, I'm like, you mentioned on the radio that it is fall weather today. It is. It's 57 degrees outside and it's drizzly and it's, the leaves are turning and so here we are in autumn. So let's go over some safety tips for pets during autumn.
Okay.
It's one of those seasons I don't know that I really thought about a whole lot until my marketing manager said, here's the topic for the week about safety tips for autumn. And then I'm looking through, some information. I'm like, these are actually reasonably good safety tips. A lot of us go out and about and we start doing campfires.
Right.
Bonfires.
It was that one Saturday night, in fact.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's weather like this that we've got going outside where the weather's in the 60s, and then drops down to the 70s. Perfect, like sweatshirt weather. Mm-hmm. You're going to sit around the campfire. And people take their dogs. Dogs don't necessarily understand that fire is hot.
Yeah, right.
So
Till
it's too late. So we want to make sure that they're not getting too close to it. And clearly, as the fire burns down, they're hot coals. We don't want them walking into it. And a lot of times, we're roasting hot dogs and marshmallows. And here again, that's food in the fire. And what dog might just ignore the fact that the fire's hot to go get that hot dog? So the other thing some people will use in fire pits, they'll use the artificial fire logs. And those can be just as dangerous. You need to make sure that you're not letting them chew on those because those have chemicals in them. Mm. So store them in a safe place. And it's just don't store them somewhere where the dog can get to them. Make sure that they're up. And we actually had this next item happen last week, corn cobs.
Mm, I can see that.
Tailgating. We all want to go to the tailgate and we're going to roast some ears of corn and some bratwurst and have a great time. But your dog doesn't really care that the corn is gone off the cob. They will eat the cob. And then you're going to be in seeing us and having us do surgery to remove that corn cob. And that winds up being an expensive tailgate / corn cob. So, make sure that you're throwing all that stuff in the garbage. Don't leave it unattended. Dogs don't care that it's the table. They may jump up on it and take it right back off.
That's true.
And that can wind up being a surgical emergency, which, if it's one of those things that they get in during the day, it's still expensive. But if you wind up having to go into the emergency room to have that done, that's even more expensive. And it's life-threatening. So let's just avoid the corn cobs. And then tailgating at footballs, games, or even at your house, there's a lot of food that gets involved in those tailgates. And a lot of that food has a high amount of fat. Mm-hmm. So, and if your dog's eating the sausage and, the dip and all those things that have an incredible amount of fat in them because that's why they taste great.
Right, right.
You're setting them up for pancreatitis. Yeah. So we want to avoid avoid the fatty foods. I, as a general rule, I like to avoid people food, period, because then you don't have to worry about, is it toxic? Mm-hmm. Is it not healthy for them? If we avoid it completely, but certainly when we're having parties, we got to keep a close eye on them. Leaf piles.
Oh.
Now this one.
Well, that's part of the fun of fall.
Right, it is. And if you're going to go plant it, that's fine. But like days like today, if you were out raking your leaves yesterday, and then it's drizzly, you know, rained a little bit last night, and it's drizzly, now that leaf pile is now a sopping wet leaf pile. And it's going to warm up a little bit. Sun's going to come out the next few days. And then that's going to kind of warm that leaf pile up. And then you're going to get mold in it.
Oh, yeah.
So mold can be an issue from the decaying leaves. There's bacteria in there as well. And dogs will sometimes just go out there and start rooting around in it. And they may be eating the leaves. They can also just sniff through the leaves. And that, so that can expose them to the potential to respiratory problems. So keep those leaf piles up and bagged and out of the yard. The dog's yard anyway.
Keep the leaf blower handy.
And this last one is a problem in my own yard. And I've had this happen to one of my dogs, mushrooms.
Yeah.
And we're not talking the psychedelic kind here. We're talking about the kind Groovy. That pop up. Yeah, right. These are the kind that pop up in your yard this time of year. I was mowing last week and this week, and we're going, yeah, look at that. There's those mushrooms popping up. Does it every fall. And a lot of those are toxic if they eat them, which is why we don't eat them.
Right.
We just, you know, mow over them. But, yeah, one of my dogs, this has been 4 or 5 years ago, went out and she was, it was a beautiful, beautiful, nice day, 65 degrees. We're all outside in the dog yard, having fun, playing fetch, and look over there and what are you doing? She's like messing around with a mushroom. I'm like, come on, let's, you know, and then, had to run and pick up my daughter from school. And I come back and the dog is now vomiting profusely and lethargic. And so it can cause problems with her GI tract. It can cause damage to their liver. So certainly want to make sure that they're not getting into the mushrooms. I have become kind of a goofball about, you know, I now march the yard to kick the mushrooms out of the yard, just because, you know, you don't want to have the dog out there and you turn your head and it's the mushroom's gone.
Yeah.
And the dog's sitting there like, I didn't do anything. So, you know, just avoid the mushroom. And, you know, you'll see those potentially hiking too. You don't think about that. Like this time of year, when you're out hiking with your dog, if you're going to pets or something, a leash is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Because you at least know where they're at, you know. And if you go to Bong and you can have your dog off leash there, but here again, you don't know what your dog's getting into if they're, you know, 100, 200 yards ahead of you.
Right.
Yeah, they're having a grand old time, but you just don't know what they're getting into. So keep them on a leash, keep them close by, make sure they're not getting into the corn cobs, the bratwurst, the mushrooms. You know, it's a whole bunch of don't do's because we love to see them for regular healthy visits.
Right.
And that makes it more enjoyable for everybody. You know, when they're sick, it's nerve wracking because they're such a special part of our life. I mean, yes, I know if you're a baseball fan or football fan, if your team's not doing the greatest in a game, it's a bummer. But it's a bummer till the next game or you know, whenever.
There's another season
always, right? Yeah, if your dog's sick, though, or your cat's sick, those are things that, and these are all dog things mostly, because cats don't have to worry about this. They're not as.
Cats aren't sniffing out the mushrooms.
They're not doing some of the dumb things that dogs do. And those of us that own dogs know our dogs do dumb things. And the cats look at them and go, you're kind of crazy. So, you know, autumn's meant to be enjoyed together. The crisp air, and, you know, the cozy nights and plenty of outdoor fun. So let's just, you know, think about that when we're going about our fun activities in the fall, and just be safe. And mushrooms. If you do have a problem, give us a phone call
right away, right before right. Some of those bad things happen, as right. a matter of fact. Yeah, mushrooms are a trigger for me. Not a fan of any of them. So, you know.
You don't like a portobello, huh?
You know, not really. Okay. Not really.
There's one of the associates does not like mushrooms, and so, you know, we'll go out to a restaurant to eat or something as a group, and she's... So I was like, nope, don't have it. Or if somebody orders pizza, you want mushroom on that?
No. So, you know, again, it's one of those things where I will eat them if I can't really tell they're in there. But if I know they're in there, I can taste the profile.
A good risotto, so. You'll never know.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Because it's just a texture thing then. But
yeah. It's not even. Yeah. Well, because the whole thing's just a single texture and you get the subtle flavor of it, but not like it's not like you're eating a mushroom and. Yeah,
I have out of curiosity, there's a restaurant, I'll say in the region, that has like the deep fried mushrooms as an appetizer. And so I tried one as like a teenager, just out of curiosity, because I heard how good they are. And I go,
And those can be like hot as devil spit too if they're like fresh out of the fryer,
because
the water inside of it is just super heated. So be careful.
Anyway, all of that being said, sorry for the mushroom.
Yeah, that's okay.
We had the time. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. How can people learn more?
Hey, you can give us a phone call at 262-694-6515 or check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Next week, Dr. Russ will have his World Series picks for you. For entertainment purposes only, of course.
Well, yeah.
We'll see. 727. Dr. Russ, thank you, sir.
Thanks, have a good week. See you next week.
WLIP Morning Show.